When we see paintings by Monet or Cézanne or Matisse, it's easy to forget here in 2018 just how controversial they were and just how much they rocked the art world of their time. But while art conservatives were shouting them down, who was trying to grasp what they were doing and to understand it? Well, for a start, two Russian businessmen, Sergei Shchukin and Ivan Morozov. The friendly rivals each amassed an incredible collection of French modern art at the turn of the century, before the Russian Revolution of 1917. And their paintings make up the bulk of a major exhibition that opened over the weekend at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. It's called Masters of Modern Art from the Hermitage. That's the Great Art Museum in St. Petersburg. And Morag Fraser is a writer and arts critic for the Australian Book Review. Morag gave me her take on the exhibition.
It's very beautiful, and it's historically and, well, sociologically interesting, I think. As you said, it's based on the collections of those two remarkable entrepreneur businessmen, Sergei Shchukin and Ivan Morozov. But it's important because instead of just being a blockbuster exhibition, it gives you a real insight into both the times in Russia, the art times, the controversies, the sort of social conservatism at that time where everything changes. And it's like a small mirror of modernism. And that's what makes it so exciting.
Morag, what years are we talking about for this particular exhibition?
Oh, you're looking at paintings that go back to Cézanne in the late 80s, 1880, 1890, and then right through to the end of their collecting, these two men, because the revolution intervenes and they both have to leave the country. So the bulk of it's done over a very, very condensed 10-year period, let's say the late 1890s through till about 1914.
Okay.
Very, very intense and extraordinary that it all happens so quickly.
Can you tell me about these two businessmen and how they built up their collections? What is the background behind
them? Oh, they're fascinating. They're absolutely extraordinary. They're not the first of their generation, but they're not very far away from either peasant roots or, I can't do the Russian word, but the word for merchant. Sergei Shchukin is the third son of an absolute entrepreneur. He was a stutterer. He was extremely unlikely as the successor to an empire, which is what he then built upon from his father. He spent a lot of time in France, as so many Russians with money did, and he conceives this passion for art of his times rather than the art of the salons that was received at the time in Russia. And he buys slightly conservatively and strangely at first, things that might be fitting for his great salons in this sort of palace of a house. But then he starts buying less conservatively, and it's Matisse that he encounters and has this sort of shock of both understanding and love. He's very Russian romantic in a way. So Matisse takes him over, and they have a very long, in some ways strained, relationship between artist and patron, and he brings so much of that work of Matisse back to Russia and hangs it in his public rooms where it's subject to all kinds of abuse, and it was a very brave thing to do. But mind you, Matisse had this reception in Paris as well. I think only Gertrude Stein and family and the Cohn sisters in Baltimore were brave enough to buy Matisse at that particular period.
So that's Shchukin, Sergei Shchukin. What about the other man whose works
were Ivan Morozov?
Seeing his collection from his collection, yes.
The paintings of his in this collection are a little earlier. His are the beautiful, two beautiful Cézannes, the Renoir and the Monet, not the Renoir, the Monet. And he collected for a much shorter time, but had a real eye. The Vuillards of his in the collection are, I think, some of those beautiful paintings I've ever seen. More flamboyant as a personality, but less expansive as a collector, and probably much less adventurous than Shchukin was.
Now, can you talk a little bit more about the general sort of overview of the collection, the various painters, and I suppose how they all sort of come together in a way?
They come together because they're art in a time of tumult, but the art world's a very close, not a closed world, but a close world. So you see the influences of one movement or one painter, Cézanne particularly. On the other, right through, you see the sudden explosions of colour in all the work. There are work by the Fauves. You see the beginnings of Cubism, because you can see that in Cézanne. You see a couple of other streams in the exhibition, symbolism and things like that. But they're all related. They all talk to one another. So it's like a series of rooms that give you a history of that very, very explosive period of early 20th century art.
All these painters, Monet, Renoir, Picasso, Matisse, Gauguin, they've all been brought together by these collectors. They were taken to Russia. Then what happened?
Well, they hung in the great salons of these two entrepreneurial connectors for about 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They moved then when the sign that Revolution in 17 was coming. They became museums and they made various dispositions. They wanted them to be kept together. But then you get the 1917 revolution, and I think Shukin had realised that was coming. So Shukin left, and in 1917 the collections are nationalised in a fairly civil and intelligent way. I think that particular edict was signed by Lenin, and they knew that these were valuable works of art. But then the history of the next 50 years is just chaos. Thank God they survived.
Morag, are there any particular paintings in the exhibition that that really stay with you?
Oh, there's a Vuillard interior called Inner Room, which is restrained, exquisite painting of a woman sitting at a table painting with a wire rubbish bin by her foot, another man somewhere else, a table in the foreground. It is just an exquisite, intimate painting. There's a very beautiful Picasso nude of a young man. And my real favourite in the whole exhibition was a very small painting by Odilon Redon of a woman lying on an orange rug. She's got a red dress. There's a bit of purple underneath that, and then there's this vivid blue sky. It's tiny. It's got a huge, great, hideous gold frame, but it's unforgettable. If I were ever going to steal a painting, it would be that one. It's an extremely, the word educational is not quite right. It's just an incredibly stimulating exhibition, and I hope lots of people will see it.
Morag Fraser, I don't think she was going to go steal a painting. Morag Fraser, art critic for the Australian Book Review. And you can see Masters of Modern Art from the Hermitage at the Art Gallery of New South Wales right through until March.